Love the Way You Look, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Chapter 1. It's entirely by chance that Luo Fushang stumbles into the unconscious man lying in an alley. It's late, and Luo Fushang is a tiny bit drunk. And he probably shouldn't be wandering the streets alone, actually. But he'd felt like, well, Mei Gao Mei had felt like a lot suddenly, and he'd just wanted some time to himself. Alone. Outside. And here he is stumbling into someone lying in an alley. He doesn't make a sound when Luo Fushang stumbles into him, so actually, he might be dead, not unconscious. Luo Fushang crawls back a bit. He'd managed to fall down onto the ground over the body. His hands sting a bit where he'd braced himself against the street. But that's better than hitting his head on the ground. He squints at the pale face and long hair. He wonders for a moment if he'd been wrong about it being a man that he'd stumbled into. But no, he's pretty sure that's a man's face, even if it is a bit too dark to be really sure. He pats the man's face a bit. "Hey, are you alive?" he asks, his words slurring together a bit. He doesn't actually get an answer, but he thinks the man is breathing at least. Maybe. He slaps the man's face a bit harder. The man's hand shoots up so fast that Luo Fushang doesn't even see it, grabbing his wrist before his hand can land against the man's face again. Luo Fushang hisses in pain, as it feels like his bones might be grinding together. He tries to pull his wrist free, but the grip only tightens, making Luo Fushang yelp in pain. "No need to break my wrist," he hisses, pulling at his hand. He's let go abruptly, and he falls back, managing to catch himself before he's flat on his back. Luo Fushang straightens himself up and stares at the man who sat up all on his own. Well, at least he's alive, Luo Fushang thinks, and finally manages to take a better look at him. Luo Fushang tilts his head and stares. He's pretty sure that face looks familiar. He squints at the man who keeps staring back at Luo Fushang quietly. "Okay, this is ridiculous," Luo Fushang finally decides, and is just about to say something when the man suddenly coughs, blood spilling from his lips, and then slowly lists to one side. Before Luo Fushang can quite think about it, he's grabbed the man around the waist, pulling him against Luo Fushang, instead of letting him fall to the ground. "Are you unconscious again?" Luo Fushang asks. He doesn't get an answer. Well, what the hell is he supposed to do now? Luo Fushang wakes up in a chair, his head resting against someone. He blinks, pushes himself up and realizes that he's definitely not that Mei Gao Mei. How much did he drink last night? "You're awake, Master Luo," a female voice that Luo Fushang definitely doesn't recognize asks. He groans quietly and rubs his head while turning to look at whoever it is. It's a nurse. Luo Fushang blinks and then takes a look around, and this is definitely a hospital room. He'd... Oh, yes, the not dead guy he'd stumbled into. He'd dragged him to the hospital, hadn't he? Luo Fushang makes a muffled noise of agreement. It's about as much as he feels like saying right now. "Your brother should be fine, even if he hasn't woken up yet. The doctor said it's just exhaustion and some dehydration," the nurse tells him, sounding way too cheerful. Luo Fushang nods at her. "Why are you..." He starts to ask, but then just lets the words trail off. He waves a hand at her and says, "Nothing, nothing." It doesn't really matter who she thinks that man is. For all he knows, that's what Luo Fushang had told them last night. "Just make sure he drinks something when he wakes up," the nurse says before she leaves the room. Luo Fushang nods slightly to himself and then turns to look at the man lying in the bed. Then he stares, his eyes widening. He vaguely remembers thinking that that face looked familiar last night, But it had been a bit too dark and Luo Fusheng had been a bit too drunk to think more about it. He reaches out to press his fingers against the man's cheek, like he's checking that the face is actually real. It sure feels like it's real against Luo Fusheng's fingers. He waits for a moment, wondering if the man is going to suddenly grab him again. Nothing at all happens. That is definitely Luo Fusheng's face on the man lying in the hospital bed. Luo Fusheng doesn't make a habit of staring in the mirror that much, but he knows what his face looks like. He's pretty sure he knows. The long hair is different, and he's paler than Luo Fusheng, he thinks, but other than that, they could probably be twins. Luo Fusheng gets up and wanders off to find a mirror. Maybe he remembers wrong. When he gets back to the hospital room, with the conclusion that he might have found the long-lost twin he never actually had, the man is sitting up in the bed, pulling at the needle in his arm. "Don't," Luo Fusheng says, taking a quick step closer, raising a hand slightly like he might stop the man. By then, it's already too late. Thankfully, there's only a bit of blood, and he doesn't seem to have done any harm to himself. He probably doesn't need the IV now that he's awake anyway. Luo Fusheng's yell did make the man look at him, though, and now he's just staring at Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng makes a small huff and grins awkwardly. "Yeah, I know. It's weird. I have no idea why you look like me either," he says. The man blinks slowly and otherwise doesn't move. "Where's my sword?" he asks. It's Luo Fusheng's turn to blink and stare. Well, he can appreciate those priorities, he supposes. "Well, I didn't see one when I found you," Luo Fusheng says. He thinks back to how he'd found the man, and the condition Luo Fusheng had been in. "I might have missed it. I can take you back there to look," he says. He doesn't quite want to let the man go before he figures out if there's a reason why he looks just like Luo Fusheng. He's pretty sure he never had a brother. But maybe there are some other relatives he's not aware of. The man nods and stands up from the bed, looking like he's ready to leave right then and there. Also something Luo Fusheng can completely understand. He wouldn't want to stay in a hospital bed for too long either. "You might want to change clothes first," Luo Fusheng says with a grin. "Oh, and maybe at least tell me your name." They find Fu Hongxue's sword right where Luo Fusheng hadn't noticed it lying on the ground. Fu Hongxue hasn't said anything since he told Luo Fusheng his name. Just sort of subtly stared at everything, including Luo Fusheng himself. Luo Fusheng looks at him with the sword in hand and coupled with that long hair and those clothes. He suddenly looks like he might belong in some tale about ancient heroes, not on the streets of Luo Fusheng's city. His eyes fall down to Fu Hongxue's narrow waist for a moment, and he wonders if he'd look like that if he wore the same kind of clothes and let his hair grow long. He bites his lip slightly, his eyes lingering a bit longer than they should. "You should be glad I found you," Luo Fusheng mutters, even though Fu Hongxue hasn't said anything one way or the other. Fu Hongxue looks at him like he heard Luo Fusheng loud and clear. "Thank you," he says shortly. Luo Fusheng nods at that. "Well, that's a bit better at least." Then there's awkward silence again until Luo Fusheng gestures between them and asks, "So, any idea why we look alike?" Fu Hongxue keeps looking at him in a way that makes Luo Fusheng shift a bit on his feet. "Look, having someone stare at him like that while holding a sword, it's just good sense to be prepared for the worst." "No," Fu Hongxue says at last. Luo Fusheng nods again. "Well then, why are you here? I think I'd heard if there was someone with my face running around town, so you have to be new here," Luo Fusheng points out. His fingers are starting to itch watching Fu Hongxue hold that sword. "Can you just put the sword away for now?" he suggests, and then grins at Fu Hongxue. Fu Hongxue looks at him, and then at the sword, and then wordlessly sheaths it. I don't know why I'm here. I was meant to die, and now I'm here. Fu Hongxue finally says, sounding very calm about it. Luo Fusheng raises his eyebrows. He's getting the feeling like Fu Hongxue doesn't really like to talk much. That had been more words than Luo Fusheng had gotten out of him at all up until now, and somehow it still doesn't actually tell him anything. Luo Fusheng really shouldn't get involved in other people's troubles. He has enough of his own, honestly. But he's, well, call him curious. He takes a step closer to Fu Hongxue, and then doesn't actually sling an arm around his shoulders like he thought about for a moment, because he still remembers the grip on his wrist that Luo Fusheng hadn't actually been able to shake even if he'd tried. He's not quite used to that. Well, he had been drunk, but still. Are you hungry? I could definitely eat something, he says brightly. Fu Hongxue says after only a small moment. All right then, he'll feed him and maybe that will make him a bit more talkative. But Luo Fusheng kind of doubts it at this point. Well, no matter. It might be interesting to have someone that looks like himself around anyway. Chapter 2. Luo Fusheng reaches out to pat Fu Hongxue's face. It's nice that he's allowed to touch now. His arm feels sort of heavy, so he lets it fall back down and just grins at Fu Hongxue instead. Luo Fusheng isn't quite sure why Fu Hongxue is here. Well, no. He knows why Fu Hongxue is right there, crouched in front of him and looking sort of worried. As much as Fu Hongxue ever looks anything anyway. Luo Fusheng has never been able to keep his face that still. He's tried, especially after meeting Fu Hongxue. It's the same face, so maybe it should work the same way. It really doesn't. But Luo Fusheng doesn't know why Fu Hongxue is here. With Luo Fusheng, in general. After Luo Fusheng found him, he just never quite went away. Knowing Fu Hongxue a bit better now, or knowing the kind of things Fu Hongxue can do anyway, there's no chance Luo Fusheng could have stopped him if he wanted to leave. So he must want to actually stay with Luo Fusheng. That's nice. I'm glad you're here, Luo Fusheng says, smiling at Fu Hongxue. Even smiling feels like a lot of effort and he stops doing that after a moment. Fu Hongxue makes a small noise that might be agreement, and then lifts Luo Fusheng up in his arms. Like he's... You could at least carry me on your back or something, Luo Fusheng mutters. He's too tired to do anything but let his head fall against Fu Hongxue. Even if he wasn't tired, he probably wouldn't manage to get away, unless Fu Hongxue let him. Not that he thinks Fu Hongxue would insist if he wanted to get away. Well, not usually. He might today. Fu Hongxue doesn't say anything, just starts walking. Luo Fusheng sighs. I know you hate to watch me fight without you, he says, trying to get Fu Hongxue to say something. I could have killed all of them, Fu Hongxue says. And if he didn't know Fu Hongxue better by now, he would have no idea if there was any emotion behind that statement at all. I know, but that's not the point, Luo Fusheng mumbles. He really is very tired now, and sore. Fighting can be exhausting. And Fu Hongxue is more than ready to do all of his fighting for him, but it's not good at all if people start thinking Luo Fusheng needs someone to do that for him. He has a reputation to uphold and something. It's important. I didn't do that badly, Luo Fusheng mutters a bit petulantly. Fu Hongxue says nothing at all. Luo Fusheng swallows quietly. Thank you for letting me take care of it, Luo Fusheng says finally, because he knows it must have been difficult for Fu Hongxue to just watch and not step in. There's silence for a while before Fu Hongxue finally says, "Protecting you is the only thing I know how to do here." It's not the first time he's said something along those lines, and Luo Fusheng sort of wants to protest. But he's not sure there's any point. Fu Hongxue seems to have decided that protecting Luo Fusheng is his life's mission or something. And Luo Fusheng is... he doesn't want to say anything that might make him change his mind. Because then Fu Hongxue might leave. "And you're very good at it," Luo Fusheng says. It makes Fu Hongxue smile, and suddenly Luo Fusheng wishes he was a bit less tired, so he could do things that definitely need to wait until they're actually in private. "Are you going to carry me all the way to Mei Gaomei?" Luo Fusheng asks a moment later. "Yes," Fu Hongxue says. Luo Fusheng thinks about arguing. He thinks about saying that he's a man and he can walk on his own. He thinks about how this probably isn't all that good for his image either. But, well, Fu Hongxue is worried and Luo Fusheng is tired. "All right. Thanks," he says instead. Chapter 3. "Please fuck me," Luo Fusheng says once they get up into his rooms and finally manage to make Luo Cheng go away. Luo Fusheng appreciates the concern, but he also appreciated Luo Cheng going away as fast as possible. At least Fu Hongxue had let him down once they actually got to Mei Gaomei, so he didn't have to suffer through all the snickering the girls would have done, or suffer through the indignity of being carried in front of all the brothers. They've seen what Fu Hongxue can do, and if anyone says anything about it, Luo Fusheng will tell them to try to get away when Fu Hongxue decides they need carrying. Not that Fu Hongxue would get close enough to carry anyone else, Luo Fusheng thinks with some satisfaction. But he didn't need to say anything at all. He walks over to the bed and flops down on his belly, and then rolls over so that he can look at Fu Hongxue. He blinks and tries to look pleadingly at him. Fu Hongxue's face looks mostly unmoved, but that's a very familiar face and Luo Fusheng can tell that he's tempted. Or at least that he wants to please Luo Fusheng. Sometimes he thinks Fu Hongxue wants to do that a lot more than he actually wants to fuck Luo Fusheng. He tries not to think about it too much, because Luo Fusheng has absolutely no idea what to do with that thought. "You're tired," Fu Hongxue tells him. Luo Fusheng is entirely aware of this fact. "Yes, and I'd like you to hold me down and fuck me so hard that I can't walk," he says, grinning at Fu Hongxue. It had been weird at first trying to put some things into words. Fu Hongxue really likes to please him, but sometimes that means that Luo Fusheng actually has to tell him exactly what he wants. And right now, what Luo Fusheng really wants to be is tired and fucked out and helpless to do anything about it. "Please?" he adds a few moments later, when Fu Hongxue still seems to be hesitating. It only takes a heartbeat for Fu Hongxue to be on top of him, pressing him down against the bed. Luo Fusheng gasps and then smiles. He's undressed quick and rough. He's told Fu Hongxue enough times that he likes being manhandled in bed. Fu Hongxue doesn't disappoint. There's not exactly any preparation. Fu Hongxue flips him over, lifting his ass up for easier access and then just pushes his slicked-up cock inside Luo Fusheng's ass. Luo Fusheng gasps and then presses his face against the pillow trying to muffle the sounds coming from his mouth. Fu Hongxue's grip on his hips is hard enough to leave bruises as he keeps slamming into Luo Fusheng's ass. At some point, Luo Fusheng collapses down onto the bed, too tired to even try to keep himself up. His hard, throbbing cock is pressed against the mattress, and Luo Fusheng moans quietly and wants to rub himself against the bed. Fu Hongxue pulls out of him for a moment and then drags him to the edge of the bed until Luo Fusheng's knees hit the floor and then pushes inside him again. Luo Fusheng might actually scream as Fu Hongxue fucks into him. Luo Fusheng is too wrung out to actually hold on, but Fu Hongxue's hands keep him in place as he keeps slamming into Luo Fusheng. Shameless noises fall from Luo Fusheng's mouth at every thrust. Luo Fusheng comes with a shuddering gasp, his cock untouched, his cum splattering against the side of the bed and the floor. Someone's going to need to clean that up, he thinks sadly. Fu Hongxue keeps fucking him through the orgasm, with that same unforgiving pace. Luo Fusheng whimpers, and Fu Hongxue doesn't stop, just keeps fucking him hard. Luo Fusheng's body is limp and unresisting, and feeling too much, and he sobs into the mattress and then finally Fu Hongxue is coming inside his ass. Luo Fusheng makes a small whimper when Fu Hongxue pulls out of him, and then feels like he might just slide down to the floor. Fu Hongxue is careful when he picks Luo Fusheng up and moves him to lie on the bed. Luo Fusheng is trembling and too tired to do anything, but he smiles at Fu Hongxue anyway. Thanks, he mumbles before letting his eyes fall closed. He feels Fu Hongxue lean down and press a kiss against Luo Fusheng's lips. And he might be exhausted, but he still does his best to answer the kiss. Sleep, Fu Hongxue tells him firmly. Luo Fusheng makes a very small hum of agreement. Chapter 4 Luo Fusheng wakes up with a leg slung over Fu Hongxue, his face planted against Fu Hongxue's chest. He presses a kiss to the firm chest before lifting his head up to look at Fu Hongxue. Fu Hongxue looks calmly back at him. This is a nice way to wake up, Luo Fusheng mumbles and lets his head drop back down to Fu Hongxue's chest. He doesn't really feel much like moving, not when he actually had a very nice night of sleep and he's feeling pleasantly sore right now. Luo Fusheng doesn't manage to sleep like that too often. Fu Hongxue doesn't usually stay in bed this long either. And clearly he's pretty awake by now. Luo Fusheng groans and tries to shut off his brain. He doesn't need thoughts right now. Sleep, Fu Hongxue says, and Luo Fusheng distantly wonders how worried he was yesterday to still be here like this. It's not like Luo Fusheng had been in any danger. Well, not much danger. Then he rubs his cheek against Fu Hongxue and lets himself drift off again. When Luo Fusheng wakes up again, Fu Hongxue is surprisingly still there. This time Luo Fusheng pats his chest and pushes himself up because it's probably about time he got up. Even if he'd be fine with just staying in bed with Fu Hongxue all day. There are things to do. There are always things to do. And possibly some fallout from yesterday to deal with. Fu Hongxue takes the hand resting on his chest as he sits up in one sinuous move. He looks down at Luo Fusheng's hands, at the small cut Luo Fusheng hadn't even noticed at the time. I'm fine. Still just scrapes and bruises, Luo Fusheng says, feeling a bit annoyed suddenly. Fu Hongxue hasn't actually said the words, you're so fragile. Not this time. But he's making Luo Fusheng feel like that's exactly what he thinks anyway. Well, he sort of is compared to Fu Hongxue, but he can still manage just fine against anyone else they can find in this town. Fu Hongxue lets go of his hand and Luo Fusheng grimaces and then reaches out to push some of the loose strands of hair away from Fu Hongxue's face. Let me comb your hair, Luo Fusheng asks. Fu Hongxue looks up at him, red lips quirked up in a soft, breathtaking smile, his eyes shining. Luo Fusheng might share the same face, but he's pretty sure that's not the way he looks when he smiles. Fu Hongxue makes a small noise of agreement, and Luo Fusheng is pretty sure it sounds happy. Luofu Sheng definitely had no experience at all with taking care of long hair before Fu Hongxue. And at first, he'd been more than okay with letting Fu Hongxue take care of that on his own. He'd just taken the comb from Fu Hongxue on a whim that one time and... well, it hadn't taken very long to figure out that someone else combing his hair was something very intimate to Fu Hongxue. The awkwardness of that first time aside, Fu Hongxue seems to like it when Luofu Sheng takes care of his hair. It's hard enough to figure out what Fu Hongxue likes normally, that once Luofu Sheng has figured out this one thing, he's not about to let it go. He'd even gone to Hong Lan to ask for hair care advice. That had been embarrassing, but kind of worth it anyway. Now Fu Hongxue sits quietly as Luofu Sheng patiently combs through his long hair. Luofu Sheng likes the long hair, possibly a bit more than he should. He likes the way it feels falling against him when Fu Hongxue fucks him. He likes the way it feels when Luofu Sheng combs his fingers through it. His fingers tingle as they touch Fu Hongxue's hair, and he has to shift a bit, trying to surreptitiously adjust himself. He can't restrain himself long enough for this, Luofu Sheng tells himself sternly, the way he has to do every time he combs Fu Hongxue's hair. He can damn well give Fu Hongxue one nice thing that doesn't need to involve Luofu Sheng getting off. He fastens Fu Hongxue's hair securely. That had been a complete disaster the first few times he'd tried it. But Fu Hongxue had been ridiculously patient about it, letting Luofu Sheng try until he got it right. Now it comes relatively easily. He presses a kiss against the nape of Fu Hongxue's neck, and then wraps his arms around Fu Hongxue from behind. "Thank you for staying with me," Luofu Sheng says quietly. Then he quickly lets go, clearing his throat a bit, and goddammit, he's still hard. He ignores the bulge in his trousers. It'll probably go away soon enough. "Time to face the world," he says with a grin. Fu Hongxue looks up at him and definitely doesn't miss Luofu Sheng's erection. But instead of saying or doing anything about it, he just stands up and says, "You should have breakfast." Luofu Sheng grins and nods. "We both should," he agrees. The end.